Хөрхөн охид trap sons trap sons trap sons trap sons trap don't sons trap don't sons trap Түүний сонсдог хөгжим дур булаа Дагаж дуулан дур булаа бууруулаа
What's up, people? It's me, Adam Hunter, on location doing an MMA Roasted podcast. My man, Mitch Clark. I'm in Edmonton. Every time I go to Edmonton, I have to have a show with Mitch because he's the king of Edmonton. This guy, he's like the Conor McGregor of Edmonton. I want to thank our sponsor, Speedweed. Marijuana is legal in California. Legal here too, right? So they will deliver it right to you. Don't leave the house. Dispensaries are a trap. Okay, you go there, and then there's like a, they're like, hey, these hot bud tenders, like, why don't you try this, try that. Next thing you know, you're stoned. You get into a car, cop pulls you over, and now you got a DUI, and it's $20,000. Forget that. More than that. Okay. Instead, go to speedweed.com. They'll deliver it right to you. They have marijuana. They have edibles. They have CBD and THC sex lube. My wife and I use that all the time. It's great. Your penis feels amazing. It feels like it's a body high and her vagina gets tighter. Okay. Trust me on this one. And everything else. They'll deliver it right to you. Okay. Check it out. Go to speedweed.com. Follow them at speedweed. Mention roasted. You get $10 off. Also, Froggy MMA. Thank you, Froggy MMA. All right, we're going to have a great podcast. What's going on, Mitch? How's life?
It's going good. You know, last real year of school, and I don't know, and then I'm on my practicum, so I'm pretty happy.
Talk a little louder.
Okay.
All right. So you went back to school. Now, did you start school?
Yeah, I have an environmental science degree, and hated working.
I'm trying to make sure this is working.
In the field, like I was in an office job, it just wasn't for me. Luckily got laid off and then started fighting professionally, so it's nice to go from a nice cushy office job to working in a bar and then train during the day.
Hold on 1 second, because I think it's gonna work, and the last thing I want is this power not to work, so we're gonna put this in number 3. Boom, now talk.
Is it working now?
Yeah, now it's working.
Ah, awesome.
Okay, so now we're good. So you had a degree. So you went to school for 4 years.
Yeah.
Hated your job.
Yep.
Became a fighter.
Yep.
Now you went back to school for what?
Education. I have I'm getting 2 degrees. So I'll have a native studies degree and then a phys ed degree.
Native studies.
Yes.
Studies of Native Americans or Native Canadians?
Yes. So basically, yeah, Indigenous people of Canada.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, especially with like, there's a Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada. So like, this is basically making our version of like reparations for what happened in Canada. So you learn a lot about it. It's an important part of Canadian history, which has kind of been glossed over. So there's a lot of cool stuff going on. So
nice. That's pretty. And then what are you going to do with that degree?
Well, like now as part of that, they're putting it as part of the curriculum in education. So plan is to work at a school and teach phys ed and possibly native studies. And
that's awesome.
And maybe jujitsu, because that's what I do right now, is I teach 2 days a week, teaching jujitsu to kids that are going to be the next set of phenoms, so to speak.
I love it. Well, last time I was here, you're like, hey, let's go to wrestling practice. And I went, you picked me up. It was like me, you, some old guy who was like 70 years old, was like from like, he looked like the bad guy from Popeye. And then a couple other guys. And I was like, okay, this will be cool. I'll go against Mitch, Canadian wrestling. I think I'll throw him on his head. I didn't realize how good you were. You were fucking me up. I was like, this is great that I hadn't wrestled in a couple years, but you were really good, man. And I didn't know how you never use your wrestling in fights.
I think, like, I was thinking about that the other day, because I remember on the drive home, you're like, why don't you ever wrestle in your fights? And it's just like when I'd fight, it would just become fucking chaos. And, you know, there was no structure unless I had like specific game plan. And then when I did, it would work out well. But half the time it was just like, I could grind out. So might as well grind people out, because I'm not a super athlete, but like I knew I had it upstairs more than a lot of people. And, you know, it was just me fucking up. And that's probably what Coach Wink hated the most about me, is like, technically I could strike really well. Jiu-jitsu's never really been an issue because as soon as it hits the ground, it just instincts kick in. But wrestling and striking wise, in the gym, I'd be awesome, and then it'd just turn into fucking brawling and wrestling sometimes, but not really. And it just it sucks, you know.
I was thoroughly impressed with your wrestling. I mean, you were. I was like, damn, and it's overlooked. Your wrestling was definitely overlooked. Now you were also in great shape because you were on a wrestling Canadian college team, right?
Yeah, I was with the Golden Bears, the U Alberta Golden Bears, so that was cool.
And how did you do?
You know, I got a couple medals. I went up to 90 kilos and I won some matches. Everyone's really big at 90 kilos, so I think that's...
What's that, 100 and...
197.
You wrestled at 197?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, like, I'm primarily a thrower, so...
But you fought at 55?
Correct.
So you were wrestling at 42 pounds heavier than what you were fighting at?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I think it got... Because I fought some big guys, like, Chiesa is a big dude. Duffy's pretty big, too. It kind of got overshadowed that like 30 hours before I'm 176 pounds. So like I'm 21 pounds out, you know, relatively close to weigh-ins. Fight day, I'm around 180. I'm past that 15% mark that they talk about.
Wow.
It's just like, maybe because I have a bigger head, it doesn't look like I'm cutting a whole lot of weight. I don't know. But yeah, like I was walking around 180s easy.
Wow. Now do you miss fighting?
No.
At all?
No.
Do you ever think about going back?
No.
Really?
I got an offer the other day. I'd fight at 165. Well, first they said 155, and I told them not a fucking chance. And then 165.
For who?
The new promotion in Eastern Canada. They've brought me out a couple times for jiu-jitsu. That one that you watched where I went for 1,500 darces and then just heel hooked them.
Yeah.
They're going to MMA promoting, and they wanted me because like I conduct myself like a professional.
Right.
All that shit. And I was like, I can't. I just can't. It's too hard on my family. You know, it just, I don't have it in me anymore.
But that's good. That's good. You know, I like that. That's better than, yeah, I miss it. I'm going to do one more time. And next thing you know, you're BJ Penn outside of a strip club.
Knocked out.
Yeah. Now you took a lot of punches in the head, especially the last couple fights. Your face looked like it was falling off, but you kept going. You're like the Rocky of Edmonton. Now, do you still get headaches at all? Do you forget things? Are there any kind of CT? Nothing?
No, like I have I think I had two A's last semester and two like A's out of two classes I was taking during spring session, summer session, that kind
wow.
of thing. So like academically, I'm still good. You know, the thing is, too, is I'm basically half ginger, so my fucking face is really pale. So I wear anything. Like, watch, I'll just scratch right there, and it comes up right away. So that's a big thing, is I wear it really badly. The big reason why, like, the last fight is I got fucking headbutted, and it cracked my orbital. So, yeah, that's gonna show real bad. But, you know, the concussion things, no.
Good. I'm happy to hear that, man.
Well, like, I'd seen so many guys hang around too long, and it's fucking sad to see, and it breaks your heart. People that you meet and then like 4 years later and you're like, holy shit, you've changed as a person, and it's just because the brain's changed.
Do you think Diego's getting punched back to normal? Like it's going the other way now.
But what's normal for Diego, you know? Like,
what was it like? Did you live with him?
No, I trained with him every day, and he's a very, very good person.
Yeah.
A little eccentric, definitely. He uses every kind of perspective he can. He just wants to do anything that's going to give him like a 1% edge. He'll try anything.
Anything.
Anything, I think. And, you know, he explains why. And that to me is enough. You know, if you can explain yourself why you're doing something, it's good enough for me.
Now, today, speaking of MMA news, so they said that the Usman Colby fight might not be happening at the Garden, and then Usman said, "I want to fight." So everyone's saying it must be Colby, and then Masvidal tweeted like, "Fuck these bitches" or something. Nate Diaz, let's do it. And then Colby, who was supposedly best friends with Masvidal, like they were. Where are you? 416. This is you. Text me. Where are you?
No.
Did
you double book?
No, I didn't. I don't know who. Okay, so anyway,
this is really good radio.
Yeah, this is great. This is very. I don't know what's going on. Oh, that guy. All right. So okay. So they're tweeting a good radius of podcasting, dude. All right, so they're tweeting. All right, so then he goes, Game Bread. So Colby wrote, I know you're a dumb and desperate. I know you're dumb and desperate, but you spelled journeyman title wrong, Junior. Reading is fundamental and super necessary, just like winning is super necessary, because that's the whole thing, super necessary, to get title fights. You should try both sometime, you trash bag. Because he wrote, Masvidal wrote, hey, Nate Diaz, fuck these losers. See you at MSG. Bad motherfucker title on the line, super necessary. So is this a joke? Are they going like a WWE angle where they're friends and now they're foes? Or do they think they're really... Not like, what's your take on this?
I think Colby is going full heel, like full pro wrestling mode. I don't think Masvidal plays that shit. Like, he just wants to fight. I can appreciate that. He's just there to fucking fight. He wants to fight Diaz. He wants to fight someone else that's tough, wants to bring the fight. The big thing is I can do without the super necessary in every goddamn tweet, personally. But, you know, if you got to have a shtick, it's fine. Colby has the MAGA hat and the hired strippers and... Masvidal has, you know, he's street Jesus. He does whatever he wants, and right. he's everything's super necessary now.
I was pretty bummed though when Askren got knocked out like that.
It broke my heart.
I couldn't sleep. I think my wife said that she'd never seen me that upset. I was like, no, you don't understand. And, yeah, that was rough.
Like, granted, I don't know him, but he's one of those guys who's very articulate. I think he's good at trash talk, you know, but also he was man enough to kind of like own it when he got fucking knocked out. And that makes me like him even more.
Now, who do you think wins, him or Damian Maya?
That's a tough one, you know, because I'm scared it's going to turn to a really shitty boxing match.
Right, right. And which you got to think Maya has the advantage.
You know, he's hurt guys standing. I don't think I've ever seen Askren hurt someone standing.
Well, people's eyes, like, just or falling asleep, you know, while watching it. But, yeah, no, that's going to be – I want Askren to win because, like, I mean, people don't really consider the Robbie Lawler fight a win.
Yeah.
I mean, because he wasn't out, or maybe he was, but it was very sketchy, and it could have been stopped earlier if Askren probably would not have complained. He didn't know where he was for a second or two.
After the angle slam?
Yeah, that was insane. That was insane.
Do you know how strong you have to be able to do that?
And that even makes Colby Covington look that much better because of what he did to Lawler. Because
that fight was insane.
I mean, Colby is so good. It's got to be weird American Top Team right now, though. Like, who's training with Colby? Because you know he doesn't train with the Russians because he called them like shitholes.
Yep.
They're Brazilians. Yeah. Anybody from South America.
Nope.
Now Masvidal. It's got to be like one guy who trains with Colby Covington.
Is he just hanging out with like Steve Mocco and they just...
I don't know who. Or Kuntz. What's his name? Leo Kuntz.
I think it's Kuntz.
Kuntz, yeah.
You can call him whatever.
Yeah, he's the guy that he had a fight and they paid the other guy to lose and the guy still won.
Oh, yeah. Bang and Kuntz.
Yeah, Bang, where Bang is in jail now in like Korea. He's in a Korean prison for... No. Have you ever been to any kind of jail?
No. Well, I've been in the drunk tank.
You really? You?
Yeah.
For what?
I was like super drunk and ate a whole bunch of mushrooms.
Well, when was this?
Oh, this is like first time in college.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't drink anymore because of shit like that.
You don't drink at all?
No.
Yeah, me neither. So the last time, I drank, I think I got into a bar fight and a bouncer like grabbed me and I hip tossed him on his head. And then I got choked out by like five bouncers of a comedy club that became a nightclub. They were like, that's the comedian. And then I had to drive home 4 hours the next day and my neck was just full of like that like redness. Yeah, hickeys. Yeah, it was not hickeys though. It was terrible. So I know that the fight's probably going to be over by the time this airs. However, Khabib versus Poirier, we'll see if you were right. Who do you think wins this? Have you ever fought any Dagestani guys or trained with them?
I've trained with them.
It's just, and then Khabib's cousin's fighting too, Islam. Another, that guy's awesome too. And then also in Bellator, Ryan Bader, who may be the best fighter ever to leave the UFC, just keeps getting better, is fighting Czech Congo tomorrow night.
He keeps winning.
Yeah. Now, do they test at all in Bellator? You fought in Bellator, right?
No. I got offered a Bellator, but I was just not interested.
Did they add steroids to the contract? It seems like I never heard of one guy, except for Mike the Marine Richmond, is the only guy to ever fail a Bellator drug test. Some guys, but then and then PFL also none of those guys.
But like when they go to certain state testing,
I don't know. It's weird. And then Derek Campos taking on Daniel Strauss. That's a good fight. Yeah. But I like Strauss. He like got into a, I think a motorcycle accident.
Didn't they say never walk?
Never walk again. And then he beat my friend Shane Crutchton in like one round. I like Shane, but he's got to stop signing these contracts. He fought like Aaron Pico, Daniel Strauss. He was like, he's a good fighter. He's a very good fighter. But a lot of his early fights were at XFL or XFC in San Diego.
Yeah.
That's where the soccer mom fought, where they like bring homeless people out there and you just beat them up.
Win's a win.
Well, have you ever seen those kind of fights?
Yeah, I saw the soccer mom and just like.
But like live, you've been there live, you're like, what is going on?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like they used to have them in.
That happens in boxing a lot, where one guy's like 15-0 Olympian versus a guy off the street, but it seems like MMA that doesn't happen a lot, which I like. They seem to fare them up a little better. I don't know. His chin's a little suspect though.
Well, like when you get knocked out in your third pro fight or whatever, yeah, it's gonna happen. Unfortunately, you know.
His first pro fight he got dropped.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, but they put him against a guy that was like. 14-6 or something, or
yeah, like 14-3 or something.
Yeah,
like he had a ridiculous, and he was a good fighter.
Yeah,
and like, and I get it too. You're tour, especially,
but they're also junior world medalists. He wasn't like he wasn't an Olympian. He didn't have that experience.
No, but also he's young.
Yeah,
too, right. So there's that, and then you get guys like
Dylan Danis.
There we go. Yeah, you got him, and he's fighting a guy who works at fucking Starbucks, and then he's calling
John Jones.
Yeah, and he's saying, "Call me daddy."
He's the, if there wasn't Triple C, he'd be the king of cringe.
Yeah, he would be. He is the king of cringe. But he's actually, they're both kind of funny. Although I think Cejudo's not doing it on purpose. I think Dylan Danis is doing that stuff on purpose.
I can't tell if he's trolling or not. Like
he is trolling.
He's really fucking good at trolling then.
He is. I mean, even like when I did that Ben Askren as I'm Ben Shark, and at the end he wrote, Dylan Danis sucks. He wrote back like, this tape coming soon. Like, but then when Askren lost, he was like, keep your head up, man. You're a fucking champ and this and that. So
I can appreciate that, you know?
Yeah.
And like, I fucking hate how everyone's like, fight someone in the top 15. And you're like, he has two fights. Leave him the fuck alone.
Yeah, yeah. Now, he called out John Jones, who's three weight classes above him in a different division. Now he might fight Logan Paul. Yeah. They're saying him versus Logan Paul. Bellator could make that fight because Logan Paul has no pro fights, but Dylan Danis only has two. So that's an easy fight to make.
On paper, and it'll sell. Unfortunately, it'll sell.
Now, who do you think wins?
Danis. I think that Danis could probably knock him out.
Logan Paul's got pretty good boxing.
No, he doesn't.
He beat KSI, or it was a draw.
I don't know what that means.
But no.
This guy KSI is this internet YouTube guy. He's supposed to be pretty tough, and Logan Paul put it on him, but it was like a draw. They're having a rematch, KSI versus Logan Paul. But
the
he
rematch
was
we demand.
I think he was took like fourth in the state of Ohio or something. Logan Paul in wrestling
in high school.
Yeah, high school.
So and yeah, Ohio's a good wrestling state, but you know it's like he went. Fucking Dylan Danis went to ADCC. Like, it's a different fucking game. It's like when I train with black belts that are competitive black belts, there's times where I get my shit pushed in. Like, when I rolled with Lovato, it was the worst fucking time of my life.
Against Rafael Lovato?
Yeah. Like, the pressure he put on me was insane.
Did he tap you?
Oh, yeah.
Like, how many times?
Like, I think it was four times in, like, a five-minute roll. And, like,
wow.
I have good fucking stuff.
He's also 185, right?
Yeah, he's a little bit bigger than that, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's also like, wasn't he like the best American jiu-jitsu guy?
Yeah, like the guy who brought him in for a seminar, he's a good friend of mine. And he's like, he's been a black belt longer than either of us have been training.
Wow.
Like, the dude's a stud.
Very underrated fighter.
I don't know why, because he works hard. He's got a good attitude. He wins fights. He finds ways to win. You know, I can get behind someone like that because I'm fucking the same boat. Just my jiu-jitsu's not as good.
But you're also, I think he's also, no offense, a little more talented, like where you're more of a rugged, fucking tough. You're tougher.
Yeah.
You're the tough.
I had to be tough, though.
I feel like you just ran out of rounds. Like, you'd be undefeated if there were no rounds. If it was like a old boxing, if it was like a 119-round fight, you would win.
Yeah, minus the time when my fucking knee blew apart.
Of course.
That sucks shit.
Now, was it your ACL?
It was my PCL, my MCL, and I tore my meniscus.
Fuck. Now, is that worse than your ACL tear?
It's debatable just because it was like partial tears all around. And then, like, if you get your ACL, a lot of the time is there's not enough blood flow to cause effective healing. So, like, and then also you got to take, like, hamstring tendon and all
that. Yeah, that was me. I did that. They took my graft, put it in my leg.
Yeah, and, like, and they do that because there's less chance of it being rejected, right? I'm okay with what I had done, you know. I didn't need surgery. I just needed, like, lots and lots of rehab. And then sometimes my knee clunks because of the meniscus tear.
Now, how was training with John Jones?
I never trained like with him, but I know that all his extracurriculars are whatever. But he was super cool to me.
Yeah,
he's super nice. He asked me questions like because we got separated between like guys 170 under and then 170 yeah. above. So he'd watch my rounds and stuff, and like he liked it because I would go for submissions. I'd get on guys. I'd use pressure. Fight how I was supposed to fight, not how I actually fought.
Right.
So he was good shit. Him and Dom Waters would always watch. They're cool guys. I like them. I can't speak for the other stuff, but
was anybody ever a dick to you? You can say it now. You're retired.
Arlovsky.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
He just was like rude.
He was just like, and like, I wasn't looking to be his fucking best friend or anything. I was just like my normal polite self, but he was kind of like very standoffish, shit like that. And it's whatever.
I've heard that about him.
You don't have like, and I get it. You don't have to be everyone's best friend. Like, but we just got to make each other better. Me and Efren Escudero, when I was still at the lab, were really cool with each other. But like, I wouldn't go out, like I wouldn't have him over for my birthday or something.
Right.
But he would get the best fucking rounds out of me.
Wow.
He would, and that, like, I talk about how I was much better in the gym than I was fighting. That guy is amazing in the gym.
He was pretty good at fighting too. He won the Ultimate Fighter.
Even better in the gym. Like, you'd see him in the gym, and I think he, if that version came out, he could have been world champion.
Wow. I thought he was projected to be the champion after the Ultimate Fighter. He was fucking everyone up.
Yeah, and, but like, you know, shit happens, you know, and that's what you have to do. You have to take what happens in the gym and bring it game day. And, you know, I stopped doing it. He didn't always do it. And
did you ever train with O'Malley?
Yeah. Well, he's like a lot smaller than me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, he figured out how to make his style work for him. And the fact that he's having success now and he's being marketed and stuff, good for him.
He's very unconventional. I watched sparring over there at the lab, and yeah. He was doing the same shit he does in the fight. Like, that's how he trains.
He's been doing that since he was an amateur.
Like, hands down, hands chin down, out. Just
fucking walk around.
Yeah,
fucking,
yeah.
But he makes he gets that swagger going, and he does his own thing. Good for him. And his Tim Welch, the other guy he really works with,
yeah,
he should not be, like, that guy knows how to get to, like, get inside O'Malley's head and make him the best he can. He's a black belt too now. I think he deserves a lot of credit for helping with the MMA portions of the lab too, I think.
Okay, so a fight that has not happened yet, won't happen by the time this comes out. Cerrone versus Gaethje. Those guys trained together. Supposedly Cerrone got the best one back in training, but this is now years later. Who wins this fight? Talk to me.
I'm gonna pick Gaethje. I think just because, you know, it's in the gym. In the gym don't always mean stuff, especially when you're a power hitter like Gaethje. Like, if Gaethje's going to run out of fucking training partners, if he throws like he throws in fights.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like how he chops those kicks, how he throws that right hand, you know, but, and he comes out hard and fast. What, and the opposite of that is Cowboy's more technical, can move well. But at the beginning of the fight, he starts off slow. He's trying to get his timing and his range, and Gaethje does not give a fuck, and he just comes forward and throws bombs. So I'm going to pick Gaethje.
What was sparring with Cowboy like?
I only got sparring once. It was my first day, and he didn't trim his toenails, and it cut my underneath.
Ah. Now, all that stuff he says about Jackson's, how you could pay $100 to roll with Holly Holm now, and how it's like the best guys aren't there, no one knows what's going on, why he left. Is that any truth to that or no?
I don't know. Like, there's two sides. I'm full fucking Coach Wink was the man. That I was really pissed off when he started talking shit about the wrestling coach, Chad Smith. He was talking all this shit that was based on nothing. Like,
he watches YouTube videos the night before.
And yeah, like he was like in high school and junior high, like a really good wrestler. And then he went to the Marine Corps instead of pursuing wrestling. You know what I mean? He like Chad has a really good mind for MMA wrestling. And he was really good. I think that they just didn't get along. So sometimes
when that happens, you build up shit in your own head. I think it sucks that that happened because I think that team is better with everyone on the same page.
First time I met Cowboy, he goes, "Roast me and I'll fuck you up." And I was like, "Oh, nice to meet you too." Like, no problem. But then we became friends. So I was like, all right. Uriah Hall versus Shoeface on that card, which is actually going to be in Vancouver. That's a good fight.
That is. I feel like Shoeface doesn't get like credit for like he's really good.
You flying triangled Gary Tonin.
That's so fucked because he's a big dude.
Yeah,
I've seen him in person. He's big.
Yeah,
he's a big guy. Uriah Hall is so hot and cold sometimes.
So hot and cold, right?
Sometimes he looks like he's the reincarnation of prime Anderson Silva, and some days it's just the opposite.
I was at the MMA Awards. I was hanging with him, and everyone thought that he was Stylebender, and kept congratulating him for winning. And he's like, "What the fuck?" He goes, "Why does everyone keep congratulating me?" I was like, they think you're Israel. And he's like, "Oh, damn it." Like, we were both laughing our asses off.
What's he like? Cool?
He's really nice. He's a little sensitive. But he's honest about his sensitivity. Like, he's a guy that, like, after one of my shows, he was like, "I should be mad at you for everything you said," but I'm not. Like, he's one of those guys that, like, once he likes you, he's the nicest guy ever. But he does take things personally, you know? So it's a little bit like, he's a hard guy to make fun of because I don't want him to get upset, you know?
Yeah.
But he seems like a real sweet guy. Nikita Krylov versus Glover.
That's a tough one, I think. Because Glover, like, I thought was on the downward swing, and then he comes out and he wins fights, you know?
Yeah.
So he's never kind of out of it. He can always wrestle. He's got good jiu-jitsu. I'd never want to get fucking hit by him, but Krylov's, you know, he's crafty. So
it's good fight. Yeah, I you're right. Every time I bet against Glover, he wins. Todd Duffy versus Jeff Hughes. Duffy's back. I'm happy about that. That dude's also off his rocker. Nice guy though, but Jesus, he's like on a different planet. Like, he'll just text me randomly, be like, "Hey, tweet this," at like 4 a.m. about another fighter, and then at 4:15, I'll be like, "All right, don't do that. Actually, it's all about being positive right now." I'm like, I wasn't going to. And like, what? I'm like, all right, man. I like that guy. But I like about him, he comes to my shows by himself. He always rolls alone. And I like respect that. Like, he doesn't need an entourage. He doesn't need, you know.
Yeah, but I feel like it's the same as like when you go to a movie theater by yourself. You just feel fucking awkward.
I think he also wants to be a comic. I think he secretly wants to do it. I don't know. He's so big and imposing. I just laugh whatever he says. Yeah, I'm not really sure if he's actually
a scary dude.
Yeah. Andrew Sanchez versus Marvin Vettori. He's a guy from Italy. Is he the guy that almost beat? He's the guy that Marvin Vettori almost beat. A guy that's gonna fight.
He's from Greece or Italy. Is he the guy? Italian guy. The guy that almost beat. They want to have him fight John Jones next, and he got taken down a couple times by this guy.
Fucking, I know you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Hold on, let me see this. This is terrible.
Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about, right? No, it's funny though, because people listening to this are gonna be screaming it out.
Yeah,
they're gonna be like, "It's fucking."
Yelling at their phone.
Yeah, yeah. Martin Vettori, sure dog. I think he beat a guy that, like, I was like, this guy has terrible wrestling. He's the dark horse in middleweight. Yeah, he might be. He's fighting Andrew Sanchez. Against Stylebender. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he almost beat Stylebender.
Yeah, yeah.
He took him down a couple times. And that's when I was like, well, if this dude can take him down, what's this guy going to do? You know?
He fought Brunson, and you're just like, oh, well, fucking Vettori took him down.
Yeah.
But, like, I've also heard Vittori's ridiculously strong.
A lot of those guys from other countries, they learn, like, one double leg, but they're so strong. It's like better off than anything else. It's like they all they know is a double leg, but they're so strong that it works for them every time.
Like someone like you, you're thinking about how you're gonna chain wrestle and kind of keep shit moving.
And they're just like, I have this double, and nothing's
gonna stop it.
Like, if Ngannou learns a double leg, who's gonna stop Ngannou's double leg?
Fucked.
Yeah, who's stopping that? Chaz Skelly versus Jordan Griffin. I like Chaz Skelly. You know that guy?
Yeah. I like. He comes to fight.
Yeah, and he's a nice guy.
Is
He's kind of a hipster. He came to my show wearing like you would never think he was a fighter. He's one of those dudes. Kind of. He wore like a tight pink shirt, and you're like, this guy's a fighter, but he's legit. Louis Smoka versus Ryan McDonald. I hope Smoka wins.
Me too, man. I met him at the when they did the Performance Institute unveiling, and he was super cool. He's just easy to talk to, super nice, like Gamble, I think.
Then after that, it's Yair Rodriguez versus Jeremy Stephens. It's a great fight. After a year of what he did to the Korean Zombie.
Yeah, that was fucking crazy. I think Jeremy Stephens is always in a fight. Like, he's always there. He can drop anyone with one shot, and that weight, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And Rodriguez, same thing, except he'll do something spinny or insane.
Yeah, I like you, Rodriguez. I want Jeremy to win. I know his wife. His wife's cool. Comes to my shows. This is how I, like, base who I want to win, whether or not they come to my show. And Carla Esparza versus Alexa Grasso. I like that fight. I like Carla. Carla needs a win. I feel like she always gets so close now.
Yeah, she's always at the top. It's kind of like that Rich Franklin syndrome, right? After Anderson showed up, he's like close, 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 and then just get knocked down.
Or like Bader in the UFC was like that.
Yeah, that's a good.
He was always like right there, and then he wasn't.
And then leaves and knocks out a goat.
Yeah, right. And then a lot of girls on this card. Marlon Renault, I like her. She's the school teacher, yeah. Hottest school teacher ever in the history of school teachers, against Irene Aldana. Do you still have that girlfriend?
Yeah.
It's been a long time now.
Yeah, 3 years.
3 years? No ring?
I don't have no money.
Come on.
I have no money. I have a corgi. They're eating machines.
Wow.
It's like a kid, except it doesn't love me.
Yeah, wow. That's rough. Really?
Well, no.
No, I'm saying you don't have any money saved up. You were in what happened to your WWE career?
It's not happening.
Why?
Well, because like I'm still stuck on the indies, which I'm fine with. Like I pay my dues, but like rings cost money. Like I'd rather have like a stable job and then be able to buy extravagant shit.
Yeah.
For my girlfriend.
Well, you're gonna be a school teacher, so that's gonna change. By the
way, we pay teachers way differently.
Really? Oh, good, good, good. I remember actually, I was telling you, I remember last time I suggested that you go into porn or something, and your dad hit me up, like, porn? Like, I was laughing my ass off. I like your dad. Your dad's got a hot, your stepmom's pretty hot, by the way, just so you know. All right, so also on this card, Angela.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Tyson Nam versus Sergio Pettis.
That's a name that I was not really expecting to see.
Tyson Nam?
Tyson Nam.
He's been around for a while.
So long, like, he was in those.
Motion.
Yeah.
Like that dude has been around.
He has been around. And then Bellator, Ben Henderson versus Miles Jury the following week. You train with Ben Henderson?
Ben is like, I hope Ben wins. Ben's one of the nicest people I've ever met.
Fighting or otherwise, I wish him nothing but success.
Also, it seems like in the gym, he goes 100% all the time. Like when I watch him train, I'm like, who can beat this guy? And then people beat him. I'm like, how the fuck did that happen? I watched that guy train. It was insane.
You know, and like I said, sometimes you got to take what happens in the gym and bring it to the fight. And sometimes it doesn't happen or someone throws a fucking wrench in the works.
Have you thought about bare knuckle boxing? It's getting very big right now.
No, no chance. Fuck that. I think that's just stupid.
Like, I see half these assholes that train for it, and I'm using quotation fingers for train. And they're just like, they treat it the same as fucking boxing. And it's like, you can't.
Yeah.
Your hand will break. Just all this different shit. Like, bare knuckle boxing is what it is.
So you're not looking forward to Gabriel Gonzaga is fighting Bigfoot Silva in bare knuckle boxing?
What's the payoff for either guy? Like really? Or for the audience?
Come on, I'm going to watch that.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it because it's a freak show fight. Remember when Giant Silva fought anyone in Pride? I'd watch the shit out of those.
Yeah.
Because it's mildly...
They're going to make them shave their knuckles, by the way. Because it's got to be completely bare knuckle. Jack Hermanson, who beat... He beat Jacare. Is fighting Jared Cannonier.
Oh, yeah, Cannonier, yeah.
He's a good fighter.
He's super, super athletic.
That's in September 28th. That's in Denmark. Thiago Alves taking on Gunnar Nelson. Gunnar's a guy that just keeps coming up and down, up and down, up and down. It's like, which Gunnar's going to show up, right?
Oh, yeah. But like, since Alves went to 55 and he came back and his body looked really weird when he went back up, he's starting to like get back into that 170 frame, I think. So it makes it interesting for me.
Yeah.
Like 5'2".
And then Ion Cutelaba versus Khalil Roundtree. You don't know that? Roundtree's the guy that knocked out.
I know Roundtree.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know the other guy.
Cutelaba.
He's the Hulk or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That guy's a badass. And Nicholas Dalby is taking on Alex Oliveira. Dalby's back. He's a guy that was, he had that fight with Darren Till that was amazing.
Yeah.
And then he had like depression, suffered from like super bipolar, went to Cage Warriors, won like 4 fights in a row, and now he's back. So I really hope he wins. I like that guy a lot. And then Cesar Baldassarre's back. Do you ever train with him?
Yeah, well, I trained around him.
He's one of the craziest human beings I've ever met in my life. Nicest guys, but.
Super nice.
I got him and Mayhem was a normal one. By the way, for all, everybody who's listening, Mayhem is out of jail. He's at a halfway house, I believe, or some kind of a assisted living thing. He'll be out another month, but he's doing very well. So that's a update. Mark Diakise against Lando Venata. That's a good matchmaking fight. Both those guys are like ninjas.
With
Lando.
Lando? I like Lando.
You ever train with him?
Yeah.
What's he like?
He's good. He's hard to get his timing in any fight.
Like, people were picking him over Ferguson. The guy on his first UFC fight, people were like, this guy's going to win. I'm like, this guy took the fight on 3 days notice that no one's ever heard of him.
Dude's a stud.
That's insane that, like, you wonder how many guys out there are like that, that just haven't had the call or the right manager or the right luck, like me as a comic. But you're like, man, like, take the fight on a week notice against the number 3 guy in the world, and people are picking that guy.
And almost win.
Almost, yeah, he dropped Ferguson a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody's better than my friend TJ Brown. He's the guy that fought the wrestler Jack Swagger. See that guy? He walked out to Old Town Road.
Is that the, he works at like a meat slaughtering plant?
Yeah.
I can get behind that, even though he looks like,
he looks like Jack Black a little bit.
A little bit.
But yeah, he's calling everyone out bare knuckle. He I don't know if his Twitter page was, he's just him calling everyone out bare knuckle. He wants to fight someone bare knuckle.
Yeah, just like, fuck. MMA is so fucking weird sometimes.
Now, October 5th, Robert Whittaker against Israel Adesanya.
Fuck, I'm looking forward to that fight.
Who wins?
I have no idea. That's why I like it.
It's got to be Whittaker. I mean, if Gastelum could arguably win on the feet against Israel, what's Whittaker going to do?
Different styles, right?
Yeah.
He's like, throwing punches, don't move your head offline where you're like, hey, this guy's gonna slip this, and he's just like going all.
Hey, what does that mean offline?
So like off the center line, right?
Yeah.
He's moving like you're doing a split punch.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't really split punch. He just throws to knock your head off, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like Israel's so good, and like when he can lure you into a kickboxing fight, as opposed to like, I don't know if Whitaker's gonna do that. You know, he's gonna kind of play on his terms. That's the thing, is his forward back movement so good because of that stance, forward back, able to throw big. I'm a Whittaker.
Me too. Now, do people recognize you in college at all from being Mitch Clark?
No.
Nobody?
I got more fucking notice when I did that stupid ass Jackson Wink. I have that mullet and the fucking fake mustache.
Yeah.
And they brought me in as like some idiot.
Oh, off that. Yeah, 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 yeah. Right.
Beat the shit out of all that. And then everyone just writes on there, well, you wouldn't need to be fucking disguised anyway because no one knows you.
Oh, fuck them.
Fuck me. I get recognized more for that than I do for fighting.
Dan Hooker versus Ally Aquinta on that card.
I hope Al wins.
Me too. Hooker could take a beating. I think Al's going to beat him, but Dan Hooker's pretty good.
Hooker's good.
Yeah. Now, did Al ever hurt you in your fight?
Fuck yeah. When I got dropped.
Oh, okay.
He caught a kick and he threw one and it landed behind my ear. And I'd been talking with Joe Riggs, which is always entertaining. But, and we were talking about when he fought Diego and he got dropped by Diego and he went to get up and he got kneed in the fucking grill.
Ugh.
That was terrible. But I was like, that was in my playing in my head as I was like going to get up. And instead, I got fucking whooped on for the rest of the round.
But you pulled off a submission, one of the best ones I've ever seen.
Thank you.
So Dominic Reyes, undefeated, versus Chris Weidman.
At
185. It's got to be at 205. October 18th, my little brother's birthday, in Boston, Massachusetts. Who do you think wins that fight?
Dom.
Really?
Yeah.
Over Weidman?
Yeah.
Come on.
I just, like, he's starting to wear and tear, like, show all his wear and tear. He just had fucking neck fusion.
Ugh, you know, I know.
Weidman is one of those guys that just, like, did not get to show how good he was. Like, yeah, he was a champion, but I think he could have shown even more.
Luke Rockhold, that fight just...
Fuck, that made me sad.
Yeah. Also on that card, Calvin Kattar versus Zabit. Kattar's pretty good.
Yeah.
But Zabit, I think, is a different level.
Yeah. Zabit's so well-rounded and, like, does shit you don't expect.
It's unbelievable. I mean, he's one of those guys, when I first saw him, I'm like, this guy's going to be the champion. Everyone's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, dude, this guy, there's something different about this guy.
Yeah.
So, and then this, they also have Walt Harris versus Overeem, December 14th. Already, a different card. Harris versus Overeem just got deleted. But who do you think wins that fight? Walt Harris or Overeem? They are fighting. Reem?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Did you train with Harris?
No. Reem was at Jackson Wink when I was there. I didn't get to meet Walt Harris. Isn't he an ATT guy?
Yeah. He's a nice guy, though.
Is he?
Super nice guy.
I got shit for this for when I said it on a Sure Dog. No, not Sure Dog. Fucking another podcast. But, like, I just can't get behind Walt Harris fights because they're, like, he loses
a bunch of fights, then gets brought back again right away. Like, he's had... But now he's winning all these fights. So now I get, like, it's good
so
for him.
So he proved you wrong, yeah, Mitch Clark.
Well, I've been wrong a fuck ton. I thought I was gonna win fights. I didn't. You know, shit like that.
It's okay.
But like, good for him, you know. But like, Overeem is, I like him a lot. He's a good dude to me.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard, you know.
Yeah, the guys over at the Black Saiyans hate him. They said that he would do his own thing. Like, he would come in there and he'd have his own camp.
Yeah.
Within the camp.
And I can, if you have the fucking money to do that, then do it.
He did it over at Jackson's too?
I think so. He just scheduled his training time, so what worked for him. He liked nighttime training, I think, because you fight at night, right? So he just, like, would have a couple of his
That's smart, nighttime training.
Well, like, when do you have all your dual meets? At, like, 4 p.m., 4:30, whatever. When do you have practice? Usually your second practice is at that time.
Right.
So it's just, like, getting used to, your body is going to get used to performing at that time. It makes sense.
Are you guys doing 2 days in college?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So is this your last season, this season?
I don't know if I'm going to wrestle this season.
Why not?
I'd rather, like, pro wrestle. You won
all the medals all last year.
Yeah, but, like, it's so hard being 90 kilos.
Well, how come you can't go to your lighter?
Because the guy at that weight class is a national champion in her.
You can't beat him?
No.
Is it close?
I've scored more against him in practice than I've seen him get scored in any dual meets. But it's fucking practice, so don't count.
Is there a weight class below him?
76, yeah. But
how much is that converted?
20 kilos.
Oh, 176, you're saying?
76 kilos.
Is what?
I don't know, so 14 kilos.
150, 160? Like
32 pounds, I think.
So it's like 165 or something?
Yeah.
You can't make that?
I just don't want to.
But could you be a national champion at that weight?
No. No.
But could you be an ass champion at 190 or 199, whatever you're wrestling at?
No, because the guy who's, like, even in terms of, like, Cam West, the guy in my weight class just took third at Junior Worlds.
The guy at your college?
No, the guy, USASC, so Saskatchewan.
Oh, so you're, like, competition?
Yeah, and he fucking did really, really well. Like, he won nationals, and then he went over and... He won Pan Ams.
And then how do you do against him?
It's the only time I've ever been snapped out of position.
Wow.
Like, he's a power lifter in the fucking off season.
Did you score any points on him?
No. I got teched.
You got teched?
Yeah. But he pinned everyone else.
So, all right, like, there you go. Was it close? Did you ever almost catch him in a position?
I was trying to scramble ahead, but, you know, actually, this is kind of funny. He had done one of my seminars, my jiu-jitsu seminars, when he was like 16.
So he knew your moves.
Well, he knew that I like funk wrestling and all this shit. And I was like, I know. But damn. Like, his name's Hunter Lee. He's a stud. You're going to see him on the podium for big tournaments, I think.
Is he going to go into MMA?
I don't think so.
So you're thinking about not wrestling this year? Come on, Mitch. I'm living vicariously through you.
Well, you chose the wrong person.
No, what does your dad think? Does he want you to wrestle?
I don't know.
He doesn't care?
I think he just wants me to be happy.
What about your girlfriend?
She wants me to just do one activity, have fun, to be really good at it. As opposed to like stretching myself between pro wrestling, freestyle wrestling, jiu-jitsu, probably half a bunch of other shit that I probably don't need to be doing.
Now, how do you think you do against Dylan Danis in jiu-jitsu?
I think he's better than me.
But you could beat him?
I could maybe catch him. I don't fucking know. Like, I know that you're trying to fish for... But he's fairly big. And he's good at jiu-jitsu, man. Like, he's been doing it since he was like...
Yeah, no, he's been really good. So, you could see me, go to adamhunter.com, follow me at Adam Comedian, follow me at MMA Roasted. Next week, I'm at the House of Comedy in Phoenix, Arizona at the end of September. October, I'm in New Jersey at Tips Comedy Club in Morris Plains. I'm also at the Carolina Comedy Club in Myrtle Beach. I'm also in Las Vegas at the Laugh Factory in Las Vegas. And then November, I'm going to be, I don't know where the fuck I am. I'm back in Vegas. And then I'm also in December, I'm in Las Vegas at the LA Comedy Club. A lot of Vegas. Go to adamhunter.com. Check out MMA Roasted. Check out my other podcast called Daddy Issues with Dean McDermott and Nikki Paris. Thank you, Mitch Clark. You're a legend. Take care. Traps, sons, and traps, sons, and traps. Traps, sons, and trap, don't son. Trap, don't son. Түүний сонс тө хөгжим дөр булаа. Даа дөр стол дөр булаа.